And now we have a solution to a problem that many podcast listeners or wannabe listeners might have.
So many podcasts. Which ones to listen to?
We think the best approach is just to turn to a friend and be like, hey, what are you listening to these days? So that's what we did this last spring. We asked you.
And more than 6,000 of you answered, recommending episodes from more than 800 different podcasts.
We're talking about everything from podcasts about nuclear arms control to breakfast to Saved by the Bell.
Wait, there's an entire podcast about Saved by the Bell?
Yes, Kelly, you can take Thanksgiving weekend and catch up. Okay. Anyway, we went through all the suggestions, curated a nice long list, and created a new website called earbud.fm.
You're welcome. We've just solved one of your problems.
And at earbud.fm, each episode comes highly recommended by a real person. Someone like this.
My name is Domingo Martinez. I'm the author of The Boy Kings of Texas. The podcast I'd like to recommend is called Cry Babies. And it's sort of a pet project between Susan Orlean, who's a writer for The New Yorker, and Sarah Thayer, who is an actress in Los Angeles. And listening to their podcast, it's kind of a lot like hitting the jackpot corner at a really good cocktail party. I mean, you could very much walk away thinking, wow, I really didn't like these people with their little in-jokes and they're such a club. But you don't feel like that. You actually feel like you're let in.
I'm Sarah Thayer.
I'm Susan Orlean. And this is Cry Babies.
Welcome to Cry Babies with our very
They bring on guests and speak to people about what triggers their crying response. And it could be anything from a particular book or a scene from a movie. But the episode that I like to recommend to people who are not familiar with Cry Babies is an interview with this comedian named Guy Branum.
I had almost no relationship to Queen, except as a kid, I remember my mom explaining to me that there was something bad or wrong about them. But
in this particular episode, Guy Branum chose as his crying trigger Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
I read a close reading of Bohemian Rhapsody, like maybe 10 years ago, that was basically a dude breaking it down as it is a breakup song for your mother. Like, it is a gay guy sort of like reconciling himself to the fact that this wasn't going to go away and that meant he kind of had to destroy his relationship to his mother and then sort of being consumed, like letting himself be consumed by the pleasures of what that choice involved. And the thing is that, like so much gay art, it has to be coded because it wasn't something that you could talk about. But it is the most, like, it is the closest to being real gay art that I've ever heard.
And to hear him speaking about it, and he chokes up, and it makes me choke up when I hear it also. It's I think, very much the type of particular quality that Cry Babies kind of brings across.
That, of course, is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, discussed fully in episode 24 of the podcast Cry Babies, a favorite of author Domingo Martinez.
You can listen to an episode of Cry Babies and browse more than 200 other podcast recommendations at earbud.fm, NPR's guide to great podcasts. I'm just a